Right now, joining us is the quarterback of the fourth-ranked Florida State Seminoles. They are 7-0 with big wins this season up against LSU to start off the year. Clemson, in this past weekend, did defeat Duke by a final score of 38-20. And now joining us is a Heisman hopeful and the quarterback of the Florida State Seminoles in Jordan Travis. Jordan, Zach Gelb here in our New York City studios on CBS Sports Radio. Appreciate the time. Congrats on your success so far. And how you been?
I'm good, man. Thank you for having me. I'm good. Just got done with workout, so just resting right now, chilling and ready for practice tomorrow.
What's the vibe around the team right now? Because going into this season, people had high expectations for your team. I thought you guys were going to win the ACC, and I know it hasn't been perfect, but you're winning these games and you're 7-0, and expectations are sky high right now.
The energy is really high around the locker room. I mean, I feel like when you come to Florida State, the expectations are always high. We've had a couple down years, and I've been a part of a couple down years at Florida State. So, I mean, the ups and downs that we're going through now is way different than the ups and downs we used to go through when we were losing a lot. So, and I would take these ups and downs every single year. So, the energy's high. We're 7-0. We're just trying to win the day every single day and take it day by day.
I know that the easy answer is now you guys are winning, but being in that facility, and I've always been a big fan of Mike Norvell, going back to his time at Memphis, what's really changed the last 2 years where this team has started to take this program back to where Florida State should be?
I would say the people, man. The people you get to do it with every single day, I would say is one of the biggest parts of football. And when it comes to winning, I mean, when you're playing for your brothers next to you, not just yourself, I think that's one of the biggest parts of football. And the people that Coach Norvell bring in, whether it's transfers or freshmen, are really special people. It's people that I can be around every single day without any problems, with a smile on my face. I mean, if we have a break for 3 days and we come back, it feels like it's been a year since I see my teammates, and I miss them so much. So I'm just trying to cherish all these moments with these guys, knowing it's my last year. But the people around this program are really, really special.
I know you transferred into Florida State, but you've been there now for the last few seasons. We know transferring happens all the time now with the transfer portal. And like you said, Mike Norvell has really hit the ground running in the transfer portal. When you bring in new teammates, you being the leader, you being really the face of this team, why has everyone just seemed to transition coming into this program so seamlessly and be on the same page?
It's who Coach Norvell recruits. It's not selfish people. It's very selfless people that are about the team and about winning and about this culture. I mean, when you come in and there's another 110 guys that are acting a certain way, I feel like you kind of gel with those type of guys and start believing in the things that the other guys believe in. But when Coach Norvell asks you to come to Florida State, he never asks for your trust. He always proves it and that he's very trustworthy. The people we have around the locker room accept these guys in and make them feel at home from the first day. They never feel like they're not at the right spot. So, yeah, that's kudos to Coach Norvell and the coaching staff and this team, man.
Talking to Jordan Travis right now, the quarterback of the Florida State Seminoles. They are 7-0 and ranked fourth in the country. You guys got off to a slow start up against Duke. You end up beating them by 18 points. We know that's a very talented Duke team. What happened early on, and how did you guys not panic and be able to turn it around as the game got going?
Everyone was kind of sneaks down on Duke a lot. I mean, at the end of the day, that's a really, really good Duke football team. That's probably the most talented defense we've played all year. They play very sound. I mean, there's not a lot of mistakes in that defense, and there's a bunch of older guys that just play really hard every single play. So their coach is doing a really great job with that. We know who we have on our side of the ball, though, week in, week out. It's just a matter of time in a game when it's going to click. And we need to work on clicking on all cylinders from start to finish. Our goal at the end of the day is to win a football game. So we're grateful for that. It starts up front with the offensive line. We have a great offensive line that fights really hard. They fight through adversity. It's a bunch of older guys on our offensive line that have been here with me through a lot of ups and downs. So I'm so proud of them because they used to get a lot of hate 2-3 years ago. There's nothing but negative negative vibes around them. They just keep working with smiles on their face, and I'm so grateful for them.
Does that kind of drive you a little bit? Because you guys had to build this thing from all the way down, and now you guys are getting to a pretty high level. Do you remember some of the negative things that were said about your program a few years ago?
That's one thing with me, man. I don't forget anything at all. I remember hearing that I can only play running back, I can only play receiver. I remember hearing that the offensive line, we need to get a whole new offensive line and wipe all the guys out. I remember everything, man. But it just kind of gives you that drive and that push every single day is when you're not feeling great. Because at the end of the day, I always say, we're people, man, we always don't feel great. We feel sick some days, and we got to go out there and still perform no matter what. So, yeah, man, it's kind of like that chip on our shoulder that you need, and I absolutely love it. Because I'm not really worried about proving other people wrong. I'm always worried about proving myself right, and that's something that I've always believed in. My brother taught me that from a young age. So, yeah, man, just proving yourself right every single day is the main thing.
I know the job isn't done yet. You guys still have a long way to go, but it's been a heck of a start to this season. What has Jordan Travis and this Florida State program proved so far to everyone?
We proved that we're a well-disciplined team. We do have the right guys in this program. I feel like a lot of people don't believe we have the right guys. We just have a bunch of athletes across the field that just kind of do whatever. That is not true at all about this program. We have a bunch of guys that do our job, do your 111th every single game, every single play. But yeah, man, just a hard-fought team. This is a family that we love one another, with a great, great coaching staff that I wouldn't trade for anything in the world. Coach Norvell loves this football team and loves the people on this team. Just as much as his family. So, I mean, we're so grateful for our coaching staff and Missouri.
Jordan Travis here with us from Florida State for a few more moments. It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Jordan having a sensational season as the quarterback for the Florida State Seminoles. So we talked about the Duke game a little bit in the slow start. Same thing happened in Clemson too. But when you guys face some adversity, and I know you don't want to dig yourselves in a deep hole and you want to dominate all throughout, but that's just not what happens each and every game. It seems like you guys don't panic, and there's a sense of calm with this team. I know that's a credit to the coaching staff, but it's also a credit to the players. Why does the moment never get too big for you guys, even if you're working from behind in a game?
I think it's just the experience we have. I mean, we have a lot of guys that have been here for a while. So, yeah, man, we've been through a lot of ups and downs throughout our careers. And whether it's Jaheim at South Carolina or Keon at Michigan State, there's been so many ups and downs that it kind of makes it during a game. It kind of makes it relaxed. I mean, we know no matter what that we have a great offensive line, great running backs, great receivers, great tight ends, all that type of stuff, man. So we just got to trust our coach Norvell and Coach Atkins to put us in the right position every single time. I mean, we always talk about how we want practice to be harder than games. So Coach Norvell pushes us really hard in practice where when you get to a game, man, we're so used to it. We work so hard in the off season with Coach Storms. He pushes us so hard, man, that we know we're just as strong as anybody in the country in the fourth and third quarter. So, I mean, we just trust, go back to our fundamentals and trust that, man. God has a plan for us each and every day. So just trusting God's plan, man, and that's it.
You're a leader. Your energy and your attitude is really infectious. I know that you don't get complacent. Last year you had a monster season, and I've talked to your coach before about the work that you put in during the offseason. What did you really work on in the offseason after a great season to make this one even better for Jordan Travis?
Yeah, I worked on my fundamentals physically. But I feel like the biggest thing for me and a lot of players is the mental aspect of the game. Just watching film a little bit more, doing things like that. And, I mean, the leadership, being a leader every single day and seeing how much that matters. Because when you're a young kid and people tell you you're the quarterback, you're the leader of the football team, you don't really embrace that and take that in and use it to your advantage, man. So I've learned this year. I want to do everything right, the little things right. Show up 10 minutes early to every single thing, which I've always done that. But, I mean, just being a little bit more focused this year with that, getting treatment because I have younger guys that look up to me. And at the end of the day, it makes my job fun is when you have a freshman like Brock Glenn coming in and he's looking up to you. And I'm able to be myself every day and kind of show him the way of how, I mean, I've found that college is, I mean, how a college quarterback should act. I mean, I've been around for a long time and been around James Blackman, Mackenzie Milton, I mean, Puma Pass at Louisville, and just seeing how those guys work, man, how they treat people. So now I have the opportunity to do that for these younger guys, and it is really it is a blessing for sure.
And when I see you play, you're one tough guy. I know you dealt earlier in the season with the arm injury. Are you 100% now? I know it, like no one's ever 100% this time of the season, but how are you feeling with the arm?
My arm feels amazing. I'm 100% for sure.
Gotcha. All righty. It looks that way on the field, and I'm a Heisman Trophy voter, Jordan Travis, and your name has been one of the few names at the top in the Heisman Trophy race. When you hear that you're in that mix and you know that you're playing first spot in the college football playoff, trying to win an ACC championship, a national championship as well, but when you hear your name getting thrown in the Heisman Trophy conversation, just what does that mean to you?
It means a lot to me, man. It does. But at the end of the day, I mean, I've always been a person where I feel like that the award is so prestigious and it is a blessing for the man upstairs to even be talked about in that conversation. But at the same time, man, my goal every single day is to win the day, not just on the field, off the field, with the little kids I meet outside the stadium, with my teammates, continuing to gain their trust, and being able to continue to be the best leader I can be, the best son I could be, the best brother I could be. That's my goal every single day, going out and just giving everything I have, my body, no matter how I'm feeling. I just being able to bless other people. But, yeah, man, I'm so blessed and honored to be a quarterback at Florida State and to be talked about like that. But I couldn't do anything without my teammates, and I know where I came from. I know how hard it's been throughout my career, so I give everything to my teammates and my coaches for putting me in the right position and making plays for me. I mean, you got Keon Coleman jumping up and Johnny making crazy plays and Trey and LT making big blocks and the offensive line fighting through adversity and injuries and making big-time blocks just to protect me and keep me upright. So I'm so thankful for my teammates and my coaches, and we just got to keep going and keep rolling.
Two more, and then I'll let you run. Wrapping up with Jordan Travis, it's been a sensational conversation with the Florida State quarterback. I know you're focused on the now, but people start projecting your NFL future. Let's just say I'm an NFL general manager, and I come to you and say, why should I draft you coming up in April? What does Jordan Travis bring to a football team?
A winner. Someone that stays out of trouble. I mean, that's really big, man. And just a leader. Leading men. That's a huge part of football and playing quarterback is you have to learn how to lead men, lead by example. You always don't have to be that outspoken guy, but guys know it's the little things. It's just being on time for everything, like I said, man, just giving everything you have to the game and loving your teammates no matter what. So, yeah, man, just a winner, a leader, a hard worker.
This just caught my eye. I don't know what you actually said, and maybe I'm making a bigger deal than what it actually is, but Riley Leonard, the quarterback of Duke, got hurt in the game. It looked like you guys had a brief or maybe even a longer exchange after the game. What did you say to Riley?
Oh, man, just that I'm praying for him. I met him. He was my roommate at the Manning Passing Academy. So, I mean, I was looking forward to playing him for sure. And just seeing what he's been through this year, and his career, I mean, all the ups and downs he's been through. And he's just a really special person. And sitting in that room with him, we were roommates, and just talking, man, about life and football and what he's been through in his career and just telling him what I've been through. I got a new friend, man, and I'm rooting for him always and just letting him know that, man, that I have his back. And I reached out to him after the Duke game, and he texted me after the Clemson game. I don't know if that was the same week, but, yeah, man, I'm just rooting for that kid. Hope he gets healthy soon, continues the ball out.
Last thing I'll ask you, in 20 years from now, when your playing days are over, how do you hope we're talking about Jordan Travis, the football player?
Hard worker, just a tough player. That goes in every single day and just gives everything he has. And a winner. I mean, not just a winner in football, but a winner in life. How I treated everybody, how I treated my teammates, how my coaches felt about me. I feel like it's bigger than football at the end of the day. It's more about life. You learn so many life lessons throughout football. So, I mean, yeah, I just want to be known as a great person and a great football player.
Well, keep kicking ass, keep winning games, and good luck this weekend up against Wake Forest. Jordan Travis, we appreciate the time.
Thank you, man. Thank you for having me.
There you go, Jordan Travis. How do you not like that kid after hearing him? That was 15, 16, 17 minutes of just radio gold right there. That is a tremendous, and I mean a tremendous conversation. And every answer you had to love from what you heard from Jordan Travis. Like when you hear that guy, he just sounds like a quarterback. Then you see him play, he looks like a quarterback. And every time I watch him play, like his arm against Clemson looked like it was dangling. And he was just dominating and taking that team from behind. There are leaders, and then there's Jordan Travis. And what he's doing right now, it is impossible to not want to see Florida State continue their run of excellence this year.